You're listening to Startup Nation Radio on News Talk 760 WJR. Here again are Jeff Sloan and Dan Gliske.
All right, welcome to Startup Nation Radio. Today, as we mentioned in the opening, we're going to focus on the unique challenges and opportunities of being a woman entrepreneur. It's going to be really interesting. Well, first I'll bring in my co-host, good friend, Dan Gliske. Dan, great to be with you.
Great to be with you too, Jeff.
Yeah, and today's show, of course, brought to you by our good friends at Walsh College and Comerica Bank, great sponsors of entrepreneurship. If you've got needs for furthering your education or needs for a little funding for your business, check out Walsh College and Comerica Bank. So, Dan, women in business.
You know, women in business, I think it's really important to recognize that all entrepreneurs have a challenge in launching a business. But there are different demographic groups that have unique challenges. And women are certainly...
And unique opportunities.
And unique opportunities as well. And
yes.
I'm excited about today because, as you know, as part of Startup Nation Radio, we provide access to experts, mentors, innovators, people we can learn from, and we've got some great guests.
Yeah, and the idea is to, you know, get the information you need to get started or get your business growing, but also maybe to get inspired. If you're, we call them dreamers, right? If you're a dreamer out there and you've got this great idea and you haven't really acted on it yet, now's the time. Startup Nation Radio is here, and actually startupnation.com. I mean, beyond the radio, if you hear some good information today, you want to learn more, check out startupnation.com. Lots of good information there. It's your turn to live your dream by starting a business of your own.
Absolutely, and I'm thrilled because it's always inspiring to me to learn and from other people that have done and walked that path as we all have. So I'm thrilled.
And we've got someone, you know, we're going to hear the unique challenges and opportunities of being a woman in business, but just in general too, again, if you're a guy, we're going to hear lots of good general business information out there that anybody can apply, woman or man, to a business. So with that, let's bring in our first guest, Dan, Kara Hocking, who's walking the walk and talking the talk. She was in the corporate world and moved out of the corporate world, started a business of her own, and really rocking it.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Kara is a story that's not unlike many of ours, including my own, where I start out in the corporate world.
And of course, you've got your own unique challenges, Dan, but that aside.
Exactly.
But talk about challenges, right?
Decided ultimately that she wanted to have the expertise to start her own business and live her own dream and start her own opportunity. And she did it. And 5 years ago, she launched Hocking Media Group after a very successful advertising and marketing media career. And we're thrilled to have Kara here to lend her expertise and lend her insights to other entrepreneurs.
Right on. So welcome to the show, Kara.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
All right. So we want to hear, I mean, you were in the corporate world, right? What were you doing in the corporate world?
Well, prior to starting the company, I was actually in an ad agency for about 30 years. And I started there in 1979 as a 17-year-old co-op student in high school and moved into a partnership position by the time I was 25. And the company was very successful and really continued to grow, you know, through all of those years. And my responsibilities continued to grow as well. But in 2005 or so, the president of the agency left, and the culture and the environment there, you know, really changed. And mm-hmm. I had been there, obviously, for quite some time. So I thought, well, you know, maybe it's a good time for me to make a change as well.
Let me ask you a question. Before you went to that change, I'm curious. While you were there in the corporate world, until that happened in 2005, mm-hmm. did you ever think about going out on your own, or were you happy in the corporate world?
I was pretty happy in the corporate world. You know,
okay. So it wasn't like you were pointing towards starting your own business.
No,
you
not
were
really.
Good where you were, and then this, mm-hmm. you know, kind of change happened in 2005 to the company. And then at that point, you said to yourself, maybe I should think about doing my own thing.
Right, exactly. I'd been there for so many years, and I was very happy there, and I really hadn't thought about stepping out on my own, but it seemed just the right time. So I decided to do that in 2008. And I actually, when I left, I wasn't exactly sure what I was going to do.
Mm-hmm.
I decided I was going to take the summer off and kind of mm-hmm. contemplate that, mm-hmm. and I had some very good advice from a friend of mine. She said, you know, just figure out what it is you love to do and what your ideal career scenario would be, and then just align everything to kind of make that happen. I thought, well, yeah, that sounds simple enough.
Right.
Right. It always sounds
right,
simple.
Right. There it is, the magic formula. Right,
right, exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
But that's actually what I did. So I knew that my marketing passion really lied in the media arena, and so I really decided just to focus on that. And there were so many changes that were happening in the landscape at that time that I knew it was a great area that I felt wasn't, you know, wasn't being taken advantage of, all the new opportunities out, mm-hmm. you know, in the media landscape. So, you know, I ended up connecting with some a local entrepreneur, and you know, that was my first client, and I've just grown from there.
When you tell me this, when you decided to start a business of your own, what were some of the key steps you took to go from that? We talked about dreamers earlier. When you had the idea that you wanted to do this, mm-hmm. what were some of the key steps you took to move from dreaming to doing?
Well, because I had been in the industry for so long, so I obviously had a lot of contacts, whether it's on the media side or on the client side. So I really just kind of started talking to people and just, you know, talking to them about what I was thinking of doing and, you know, putting some feelers out to see if I could, you know, generate some interest in having me, you know, take that position for
So
it.
Kind of testing the waters a little bit.
Right,
dipping
exactly.
Your toe, seeing if people would respond to what it was that you were going to offer mm-hmm. as a business.
Yep. And Jeff, we talk about that all the time here, where entrepreneurs, one of the key mistakes that they make is they do things in a vacuum many times. And it's always important to get out and meet with clients, mm-hmm. meet with people, and talk about the opportunity because they'll guide you.
Well, right. Well, they will for sure. Now, I'll tell you, you know, when we talk about what were some of the key steps, what we typically hear is, you know, I wrote a business plan, I got some funding, got some key team members, and all that's important, right? But it's not the secret sauce. I heard you say something. We're going to come back after the break. I heard you say something that I think was the key. I'm going to share that with the audience, and we'll probe on that a little bit, push back. We'll see if, in fact, that was the key when we come back on Startup Nation Radio. Kara Hocking is going to join us right after the break. More with more in a minute. Stick with us.